is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back to another Motivational Monday World. I'm really happy to be here with you guys. I got two interesting topics for you. I'm going to be talking about racism, and I'm going to be talking about the rivalry between Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg. So let's get straight into it. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you guys. This week's episode was really inspired by Lewis Hamilton and how he's so outspoken about ending racism and Black Lives Matter within the Formula One community. And for those who don't know, Lewis Hamilton is a F1 driver. He's the first and only black F1 driver. I can imagine the kind of challenges he's had to face with racism, being the only black driver, and I'm sure he has had quite a few encounters, and that's why he's stand so firmly against racism. And from our own perspective, growing up in Joburg, being South African, being born free, I haven't really experienced racism firsthand directly. I always see it on social media, you know, or I hear stories from other people, or you see things on TV. And for me, it makes me really uncomfortable, because racism is just a form of ignorance. Racism is a superiority complex. It's thinking that one's skin color makes him or her better than another person. You can't discriminate against a person because of their skin color, because every race has bad people, every race has exceptional people. And to think that your race is superior solely based on your skin color, that is kind of ignorant and stupid. It saddens me that we're living in a world where racism exists, but I am also a firm believer that one day we're going to live in a world where racism is not tolerated, where you could go to jail for being racist, especially if you're a person who has a platform where you can influence a lot of people and you're openly racist. That should be a charge. You should be able to go to jail or have to do some form of community service or just some form of punishment for people who are openly racist. I think that's what will help people realize that racism is a serious issue, because for some people, a minority of the people, though, racism is a norm, racism is okay. I believe we have to point them out. I believe people like that need to get help. They need to get some form of rehabilitation or counseling, because at the end of the day, racism is something that is taught from one person to another, within a family, within a community, whatever the case might be. Racism is a behavior. No one is born a racist. If anything, I'm sure we'd all integrate and become one if racism wasn't taught. And I believe racism is taught subconsciously. I don't want to dwell too much on racism because it's such a negative concept. I just hope and pray that one day we will live in a world where there is no racism. With that said, I'm gonna round up this segment of the podcast and move on to the next segment, which is the rivalry between Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg. Just to give you guys a little bit of context, in case you don't know anything about F1 and you're listening to this, Nico Rosberg is a second generation, or let me rather say was a second generation driver, because he has retired from F1. Lewis Hamilton is a first generation driver, but he's also the first and only black driver. So Lewis Hamilton, being the person he is, I believe he is more than just a driver, but rather he's now a figure in popular culture. I think he represents the paradigm shift within the greater consciousness of the world. Black people have been oppressed for such a long time. Black people have been thought about as being less than for such a long time, and he's literally changing that. The fact that he's the only black driver and he's so dominant in F1, Lewis Hamilton, as I speak, is a 6-time world champion, second only to Michael Schumacher. And I'm sure you don't have to know anything about F1 to know how great of a driver Michael Schumacher Schumacher was. 20, 30 years ago, we didn't have any black drivers, so it must have been a lot harder for black people to dream of being an F1 driver. And the dream of being an F1 driver for Lewis Hamilton, I think, started with his dad, because his dad constantly was pushing for Lewis Hamilton to be the first black driver in F1. And it did happen. I chose to speak about the rivalry between Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg, because it's really hard to speak of Lewis Hamilton's career and not mention that rivalry because of the intensity of the rivalry. And the past 2 weeks, I've been speaking about relationships. Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg had a relationship. They were friends before they got into this rivalry. So it just kind of ties into the past 2 weeks of me talking about relationships in a positive light. Now I'm going to paint relationships in a slightly more negative light, because the rivalry between Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg basically came in between their friendship, and it became toxic from my perspective. I watched a whole lot of documentaries and footage from the time when Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg were still teammates for Mercedes, starting back in 2014 up until 2016. I watched the origins of the Silver Wars and the Silver War as well. The origin of the Silver War documents how the rivalry between Lewis and Nico started off in the 2014 season, where Lewis Hamilton took the championship. And then the Silver Wars documents how the rivalry continued in 2016, where Nico Rosberg won the championship in that year. Watching all of the documentaries that I watched, including those two specifically, I think those two are the centerpieces of my research, because they go into detail like race for race from both seasons, and you get to watch the rivalry unfold. It's so sad because the rivalry got between the two's friendship. Nico and Lewis were friends when they were younger, and they had spoken about one day competing for the world championship against each other. So it's something that they had imagined when they were kids, and it actually happened when they were adults. And I think there were aspects of that dream that they couldn't imagine, that they couldn't foresee, the fact that it would have so much tension on their friendship. I realized that competition does have some form of negative effects on relationships, because both these guys wanna be number one. No one wants to be number two to the other guy. And they're both brilliant drivers, and they're both very, very experienced drivers, and they know each other so well. It's that competition that helped push both Nico and Lewis to the top of their game, but also it broke the relationship down. It broke their friendship down. It's entertaining for us as the fans to watch, because obviously you don't want to have one driver running away with the title. You want to have the competition, but at what price? Because there's a point where this competition is going to now come into your real life, where it's not just on the track anymore. The rivalry between Nico Rosberg and Lewis Hamilton is really, really amazing, and it taught me a lot. It taught me the fact that sometimes you have to fight, because you're not the only person that's going out for number one. Sometimes it's the person who is closest to you who you have to fight with. And of course, it doesn't always have to be toxic, but sometimes it does end up becoming toxic because of the level of competition. Lewis Hamilton undoubtedly is my favorite driver, because he's black and he's representing for us people of color. But I also like Nico Rosberg a lot, because he's such a champion. I won't lie, in the 2016 season, I feel like the reason why Nico took it away from Hamilton was because of how consistent he was. Literally, Nico Rosberg was taking one or two every race. There were some races where Hamilton had bad luck and he didn't finish, and those are the races that literally cost him. That's what I took away from Nico Rosberg, that consistency, the fact that you need to be consistent. You don't have to win all the time, but you have to be consistent. And what I took away from Lewis Hamilton was the focus. Lewis Hamilton is determined. In both seasons, there were times when he was dead last, and he came back to finish in position 3, and he was lost because he had problems with his engine during the qualifiers. That was something that was out of his control. He finished last, but when it comes to race time, he comes back and he finishes on the podium, and that is really, really incredible. Even this season in 2020, I've seen Hamilton get 2 penalties in 2 separate races, which put him at the back of the grid, but he fights and he always comes back and he finishes on a podium. That's that determination, that's that focus that only Hamilton has. And I feel like it's that determination and focus that has taken him to 6 world championship victories. And I believe that Hamilton has at least 3 more in him. I'd like for Lewis Hamilton to go down as being the greatest racing driver of all time. I'd like to see Lewis Hamilton get 10 championships just so he can set that bar so high that whoever the next person is, regardless of whatever race you are, you're going to have to struggle to get to his level of brilliance in terms of world championships. With that said, thank you very much for listening to me. I hope you were motivated by this week's episode because it really, really motivated me doing the research. This has been the coolest podcast ever. Find me on social media at RenownBilly. I love you guys. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.